we've seen that China took up a significant portion of the export of major conventional arms to that region. And also important to mention is that China has been active as an arms supplier to a rather large number of countries in the region. We counted at least 16 countries in the region that had arms in the past 5 years. And China has also clearly been a significant supplier of arms to Sudan, to Khartoum in particular.
And this is all done in defiance of the UN embargo, correct?
Well, in some cases, China has been supplying arms to countries and regions, and those arms then have turned up in those regions which are under UN embargo. In the case of Sudan, we've seen that Chinese arms have ended up in Darfur. Sudan itself is not under United Nations embargo, but the region of Darfur is. And so the major questions, why China allowed Sudan to move those weapons, which were supplied quite recently to Darfur. I have to add immediately that China is not the only country which is doing these things. There are several other countries which are supplying arms to Africa, in particular also to Sudan. I'd like to mention Ukraine and Russia there as major suppliers of arms to Sudan.
What's going to happen with the UN Security Council, or what has China been trying to do to thwart these efforts to investigate countries like themselves supplying Sudan, Somalia, other countries in the sub-Saharan region in violation of this embargo?
Well, every time there was some evidence that Chinese weapons had reached these regions or actors which are in the UN embargo, China was very sensitive about this. China would react by trying to stop the publication in the open domain of the reports from UN panels, which and they really tried to even kind of badger the members of those panels into writing something else or toning down their accusations, which kind of included or said that China was somehow involved in arms supplies. Usually these accusations were not even that China had actually supplied the weapons to the embargoed actors, but what they basically said was that Chinese weapons somehow had reached those actors.
Sensitive and defensive, right?
Very, 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 very defensive, and trying to again stop the publication of such reports, claiming that they were not done well, and basically trying to push away the responsibility for such violations of arms embargoes away from China.
Right. I read in your report one of the things they did was they would try to zero out with their vote on the UN Security Council. They would try to zero out the budget for investigations of these arms sales.
What they would do is they would try to get other people appointed or try to stop the publication of the report. That was their main line of action.
Why do they focus on sub-Saharan Africa for these arms sales?
Well, they try to sell their arms in many other regions too. They have been successful in Pakistan in particular because that's a close ally. But elsewhere, it's quite difficult to sell Chinese arms. Chinese arms have still a reputation of being of less quality than weapons being produced in Russia, Europe, or in the United States. So they have difficulties to find clients for their arms. But the arms that they produce are certainly of the type, the quality, and also the price, which African countries are very interested in.